We didn't quite finish the sugi before Yantiv, so let's quickly review, and then we'll go on to the coming sugi. Tosfos in Daf Gimel discusses the Isser of Bas Ishto, and raises a very fundamental issue: exactly at what point in time would that Isser begin? One could suggest the following. The Tosfos says clearly it's not true. The Pasuk says, Ervas Isha Uvito Lo Sagal. If that really is true, so therefore the Torah seems to be emphasizing Isurei Bia. So maybe that means that once Nivala, if a Maisa B indeed would occur, then all of a sudden now the Isra of Bas Ishto would begin. If that really would be the case, if it's all about Isurei Bia, maybe one could suggest that the Isra would apply even to Bas Anusasa. A person has a relationship with a woman outside of Ishus, maybe the daughter is considered to be forbidden as in Isra Erva. So Tosu says that certainly is not true. There is no Chiyuv on Bas Anusasa, which means that really it is not dependent on in Isra Bia alone. So therefore, at what point in time does that Isra begin of Bas Ishto? The answer is it is dependent on Ishus. It's not dependent on Nivala, but it's dependent on Ishus. Once you are married to this woman, so now her daughter is considered to be Bichlal Ha'arayos. That's true, but as we discussed at length, there are different stages of Ishus. There's Erisin, there is Nisuin. So when we say that, you know what, Isra Bas Ishto, it's not dependent on Nivala, but rather it's dependent on Ishus, what point of Ishus would we argue that is the Koveya? So that is very unclear. Martosus on Daf Gimel. Tosus begins by saying the following: when it comes to Isra Bas Ishto, Hecha de Nichnasa L'chupa V'lo Nivala. Once you have Nichnasa L'chupa, the Isra begins, even though as of yet, a Maisa Bia did not occur. It sounds clearly that according to Tosus, is dependent on Nisuin. Nichnasa L'chupa. It's not dependent on a Maisa Bia. Bas Anusasa is not Bichlal HaEsser. And then Tosus concludes that therefore, Bikadushin Tayyimosa. And that's the difficulty. The beginning of Tosus says, Nichnasa L'chupa. And the Maskana of Tosus is, Alma Bikadushin Tayyimosa. So at some point, one has to argue that one of those phrases of Tosus seems to be Lav Dafka. Either Nichnasa L'chupa does not really mean Nisuin, or maybe Bikadushin Tayyimosa does not really mean Kadushin. To say that, you know, the Kedushin Tayyimosa doesn't really mean Kedushin, you know, Kedushin has different meanings. When you're contrasting Erisin and Nisuin, yes, Kedushin is step one. But it is not at all uncommon to refer to Ishus as Kedushin. Ishus as Kedushin. You learn the Sech is Kedushin, all the dinim of Nisuin. It's not only about Erisin. You want to know in Shulchan Aruch, no, all the dinim of Chuppah. So where are you going to look? No, Simen Nun Hei, Simen Samach, Samach Aleph, Samach Beis of Hilchos Kedushin. Of Hilchos Kedushin. Right? It's not unusual to use a phrase of Kedushin as a synonym for Ishus. So maybe that's what Tosus means, that Amma the Kedushin Talya Milser really means it's dependent on Ishus as opposed to Bia, but maybe it means, Enochinami, that Nisuin, because Tosus says, Nichnas of the Chuppah. Or maybe Tosus could argue really the opposite is true. Clearly, it's dependent on Kedushin. And that's what Tosus means. Oh, the Kedushin Talyamosa. I Tosus uses the phrase before, Nichnas al-Chupalo Nivla, of course. What's the emphasis of Tosus? The emphasis of Tosus is that a Maisa Bia did not yet occur. If we're talking about a Maisa Bia that could, but as of yet did not occur, what are you referring to? Erisin. Erisin. There's an Isser Bia l'achar Erisin. The Heter B is only L'achar Nisuin. So what Tosus is describing to you, you know, that the Maisa Bia did not yet take place, you know, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case of Nichnas of L'chupa V'lo Nivala. So that's why Tosus uses the phrase of Nichnas of L'chupa V'lo Nivala to emphasize Lo Nivala, Nivala. The next stage which typically would occur did not yet occur. But the Lav Dafka is dependent on Chuppah, but really is dependent on Kedushin. So one could understand that not really so Lav Dafka, that Tosus will say Nichnas L'Chuppah, and Tosus can also say that Al the Kedushin Talyam also. But what is the Koveya? Is the Koveya Erisin, or is the Koveya Nisuin? So when you look in Tosus later on Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph, Dirmaskal Ervas, there Tosus seems to be more specific. And Tosus tells you it apparently is a great chiddush. After all, Tosus writes the following. When it comes to arayos, she'er ksiv. The Torah uses the term she'er, she'er, she'ero. In that case, ishishel she'er bisaro, she'er bisaro. What exactly does she'er mean? So Tosus says the following. Al yedei hanisuin ba'she'erus. She'er is a reference to nisuin. That Tosus seems to be more explicit. Tosus is not just using a phrase of nichnas alachupa to contrast with v'lo nivela, but Tosus says b'posuk says she'er when it comes to these arayos, and therefore al yedei nisuin ba she'eros. There, it's harder to assume that you know what that really means. That really means erusin, because v'chol haTorah kula, of course, that is not the case. And that's what the Shaar HaMelech writes in Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus, that the sheet of Tosus is striking, that the Isser begins Bishas Nisuin, Nichnas Lechope is Dafka, and Al B'Kedushin Tali Milsa should be interpreted to mean Alma Be'ishus Tali Milsa. But that sounds like a very great Kiddush. Imagine, a person marries a woman, there's only Erisin, and there is no Nisuin, and then he goes ahead and marries the daughter? You really mean to say that there's Tvisas Kedushin? And now, a get is necessary. A get is necessary. Is that really the case? As we'll see, it seems from the sugyas that certainly is not true. Let's assume, for example, erusin occurs, and all of a sudden then the husband dies. And all of a sudden now, there's an opportunity of yiblum. A person goes and marries a woman, and nafla bito the fun of yiblum. You would really argue that would be okay. That would be okay in such an instance. How can that be? You would require chalitza, because indeed there is a zika. How could that possibly be? Or, for example, if simply that all you had was erusin, and all of a sudden the woman is nifteres, you can go ahead and marry the daughter. That's what Tosus means. B'she'eros, b'she'eros, talya milsa. Mufurish against the Rambam, all those cases, and it's against sugyas hashanas. When you look in the Rambam, Minuchas Yisirabiyah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, the Rambam writes the following, Boshev Shat, now, the Kivin Shekideh Shadamisha. Once Kedushin occurs, Neser Lav Mikroseh Sheish Nashim. All of a sudden, six Yisurim kick in. All the relatives that are Aser Ayyadeh Yishus, all of them begin Bishas Erisin, not at all Bishas Nisim. But Tosus does say that, you know what, the Pasuk uses the term of She'er, and Sheros, typically speaking, is a reference to Nisuin. Where indeed do you see that is true? So that's clear from many, many different dinim. When you look in the Brisa and Ksuvas and Daf Nun Gimel, there the Brisa distinguishes between Erisin as opposed to Nisuin. And one of the differences the Brisa mentions is the following. When it comes to Tumas Kohanim, let's assume, for example, a Kohen is not Metami Lemes, the very beginning of Parshas Emor. However, for Krovim, absolutely yes. Ki im l'shero ha-karavilo. La itama. We paskin like, ooh, Rabbi Akiva, no? Achil. Sotadav gimel. That the coin must be metame. The Krovim. But furish, none the braisa. That is only la'achar nisuin. That is not at all la'achar erisin. Ishto arusa. Lo mitamelo. No, a kohen is not allowed to. That would be an iser daraisa. Why exactly is that true? That the tumas kohenim for krovim regarding a wife is dependent on nisuin, and eris that is considered to be insufficient, because the pasuk in Vayikra Chaf Aleph is ki im l'shero hakarav elav. She'ero hakarav is not erisin. Shero hakarav means nisuin. That's what the Rashbam emphasizes in the Basra and Daf Kuvtes. That she'ero means kira basar, she'erus. It means v'hayu l'basar echad. Now the Rashbam quotes the pasuk, and this past Shabbos is Kriya Sator and Rishus Beis. Now v'hayu l'basar echad. That is the meaning of she'erus. She'er ksus va'ona. Now that's nisuin, and therefore indeed that's the case when it comes to tumas kohanim. That instance, realize that. Mitamala, that is only when it comes to that form of she'er. There's a chiddush, for example, this is such a lengthy deal, very nogel halacha. The Yamshul Shlomo writes, it's in Gittin Perek Beis and Dalit, but the Yamshul Shlomo is mafurish, that let's assume, for example, a couple is fully married, eris and nisuin, but unfortunately, no, daito lagarsha, this marriage is going to end. this marriage is going to end. No? Daita Lagarsha. They're separated. No? Daita Lagarsha. Marshal writes, or Gveger quotes the Marshal, but that's the Yamsha Shlomo, that we don't assume that there's Avelos. We don't assume that there's Avelos. Wow. The coin would not be Metame, Li Yishto, even if Daita Lagarsha. Well, what do you mean? They're married. They're fully married. They're fully married. Yeah, but the Pasuk says, L'sh'eiro ha'kara ve'lov. L'sh'eiro ha'kara ve'lov. That means, V'hayu l'basar echad. That means a sense of kurva, of kurva. Yom Shoshon writes, Ad k'dei kach, that I wouldn't even call daito lagarsha, meeting that bar of she'eiro. Wow, that's a pretty astounding chiddush. But it certainly is not erisin. It certainly is not considered to be erisin. So Tosa says that, you know what, when it comes to Sisera, Ishto bita, the she'eros tayimosa, Oshub Shat, that means a case of nisuin. The same is true when it comes to Yerusha Saval, right? The Sugin Babasra and Afkukes. And there, the pasuk that the Gemara cites later, Babasra and Afkukir Aleph cites, Benasatos Nachlaso, the she'ero hakaravela. She'ero zuishto. She'ero zuishto is not erison, is not erison. That is a reference to Nisuin. So not so surprising. The Tosa says, look, if the Pasuk says She'er, Nichnasa l'chupa. That is considered to be the time of, indeed, the Chiyu. In fact, the Ramban ala Torah writes, that's the meaning of Sher Ksus Va'ona. Sher Ksus Va'ona. And that Pasuk, in Shmos Chafalef, in Parshas Mishpatim, Sher Ksus Va'ona Sol Lo Yigra. Lo Yigra. You're not allowed to go ahead and diminish. That's an unusual example. In Isra Lav, no? Lo yigra means you have to provide. So there's an isra lav that this is what you must do. We usually think of an isra lav as this is what you're not allowed to do. No. Wow, the Torah says you're not allowed to diminish. That means you're obligated to provide. Wow. So therefore, that already has the status of a lo sasei. So Rashi writes, she'er is considered to be mizonos. No? It means providing mizonos. That's what Targum writes. And that pasuk. The Ramban there writes the following, that no, all of those phrases, Sher Ksus Va'ona, are related to Kiru Basar, She'eru Zuishto. And therefore, the entire scope of that pasuk is referring to the Shibudim that a Baal has, La'achar Nisuin. That's something which is critically, critically important. Now, that's indeed what She'eru means. We pointed out the Rashi in Kedushin Daf Yud, where Rashi writes that Arusa bas Yisrael cheles betruma. And Rashi writes that there are two dinim. The fact that in Arusa, you know, she did not come from the household of Kohanim, but you know what? She married a Kohen. And Arusa is allowed to eat, and Asu is allowed to eat. But Rashi points out these are different dinim. The fact that in Arusa is allowed to eat, oh, that is because of a pasuk of Kinyan Kasvo. That's Parshas Emor. That's Vayikra Chafez, Parshas Emor. The fact that an Nesuah is allowed to eat, that already is Parshas Korach, that is Kol Tohar Beveischa, one who is part of the bias of the Kohen. A woman is Knui Labala, at the time of Erisin, she's an Eishas Ish, but she's an Eishas Ish who is Beveis Avia. When do we assume Beisu Zalishto, Kol Tohar Beveischa, Rashi's Mufurish, Kedushin Daf Yud, that is a reference to Nisuin. That is a reference to Nisuin. That's a very, very heavy issue. The right to go and teach Truma. It could be a function of being part of the bais, or it could be a function of Kinyan Kaspo. Rashi writes, Yivamos a little later, and of some of Zayin. Let's assume, for example, you have a woman who's married to a Kohen and her husband dies. She is considered to be Omedes Li'ibum. Omedes, is she allowed to teach Truma right here and now? Is she allowed to teach Kinyan Kaspo? Yeah, there was Kinyan Kaspo of the Baal Rishon. The Baal Rishon is Nifter. There is only Zika to the Baal Sheni. So what exactly happens in that case? The Gemara suggests, it's Tani Chiddush. If you have a Bas Yisrael of Kohen, lo machila. The Yavam cannot go ahead and bestow the right of Achilas Truma. Because the Yavam right here and now, the Yavam is not Kinyan Kaspo. He was not Kona, the Isha. And it's not part of the bias of the Yavam. This is only considered to be Zika. See, even though she was able to teach Ruma, and even though fast forward, Lachar Yivam, she's going to be able to teach Ruma, but Yavam HaSamach Zayin, right now, She's not allowed to go ahead into eat truma because she doesn't fall into either category of Parshas Emor or Parshas Korach. She's not part of a bayis of the Kohen, and she's not considered to be Knuya Labal, because the Baal is Nifter. There's only a Zika. And that's, yeah, the Tosis Shonim writes, that's a Din Daraisa. That the Yavam is not Machel Truma to she who is Omedes. Omedes, wow, that's a fascinating issue. So Enochinami, it's true that certain rites of Achila, a woman will have Lachar Erisin, and Lachar Nisuin, but they're very different dinim. Erisin is a function of Kinyan. And Lachar Nisuin, you know, she's considered a part of the Bayis of, you know, maybe I'll express it this way, woo, Kinyan Kaspo, Erisin, Lachar Nisuin, Dina Kekohenes. She has the status of a Kohenes, no? Like her daughter would have the status, no? Like her daughter eats Truma, no? As a Kohenes. So after Nisuin, she has that status. Oh, that's a fascinating possibility. Rav Nachum Zebe has Nezer Avram, very, very briefly. Simen Ches, Sivkot and Gimel. When an Eishes Kohen eats Truma, is that a matir or is that a mitzvah? When a Kohen eats Truma, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah sachila. The Rambam writes, the Kohen makes a Birchas HaMitzvah. Berachas HaMitzvah. The Rambam writes as part of the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. When a Kohen goes there and eats in each Truma. Let's say a Kohen has Truma, he has Karshine Truma. You know, that the stubble, you know, it's animal fodder. The Kohen's allowed to feed this to his animals. Karshine Truma. A mitzvah sachila, like the holy cow, a mitzvah sachila. No. It's a heter achila. No? It's not considered to be chilul kedusha satruma to give karshine truma to the animal of the kohen. Wow. So you know what? The kohen can eat truma as a mitzvah sachila. The kohen can give certain truma to his animal as a heter achila. That's the chakir of Nachum Zebe has, Eishes Kohen. Is that a heter achila or is that a mitzvah sachila? A mitzvah sachila. And maybe one could suggest, like a bombshell, no? Maybe that could depend on Erisin as opposed to Nisuin. Maybe Lachar Erisin, it's a function of Kinyan Kaspo. Yeah, maybe that's a heter achila. Lachar Nisuin, maybe one could argue that, what do you mean? Maybe it's Dinuka Kahenes. Maybe Lachar Nisuin, you apply a concept of Anishto Kagufo. And therefore, if that really is true, so maybe that's already considered to be a mitzvah sachila. So when the Torah mentions Erisin, a Kinyan of Yishas, that certainly is true. But there's certain dinim that the kinyan of Yishus is not sufficient. You require beso, you require she'ero, and enochinami, that perhaps that's the chiddush of Tosfos when it comes to hear the arayos, ishu lito, ish isho kol she'er besoro, she'erus tayim olsa. That means fully Yishus. That doesn't mean simply the step of erisin. So it sounds like a very strong possibility. Especially in light of later Tosfos, that wow, that these arayos are dependent on Nisuin. The difficulty is can you really even entertain such a possibility? Or is it just like absolute no-brainer that of course, as the Rambam writes, that all these things are dependent on Kedushin. Is there any half a mean of arguing that a person who's Makadesh a woman, and that's Makadesh the daughter, that there really is Tfisas Kedushin? There's Tfisas Kedushin. Really? Because the Isser Erva only begins La'ach Ach Nisun. Guess what? That's against the Mishnah. A Mishnah Kedushin Dachnunu Mebeis HaMakadesh Ishu Bita Einem Mekudeshes. Even if the Kedushin is done Mamish B'vas Achas. It's not that, you know, you're married to both, but you know what? There's a problem here. You know, you have to divorce one. No. There's no Tfisas Kedushin. A mother and a daughter appoint the same shliach to go ahead and to accept kesef kedushin, and the baal gives it to the shliach on behalf of both. You know what? Ein choshesh in the kedushin. And a sugya nazir, daf yiralef mudbeis yudbeis amad alef, unusual. Save a kadesh li isha stam. Well, a person who goes and appoints a shliach to go and marry someone on his behalf. And he just says, Hayisha Stam, you know, I trust your judgment better than my judgment. No, so you know what? go ahead and guess what? And the shliach never reports back. Never reports back. We have a chazaka, shliach osa shlichuso, which means that we have to assume that the shlichus was done. He's married, but he doesn't know who he's married to. So guess what? No, that's an incredibly important thing. You know, aser b'chol anoshim. Aser b'chol anoshim. That's a fascinating sugya in terms of pochanach harov, pochanach har chazaka, where the Gemara says, you're married to someone, you don't know who that is. Any given woman could be one of the arayos that are generated through kedushin. Well, Rabbi Yochanan says, look, if you deal with a woman comes forward, and she doesn't have any relatives, she doesn't have a daughter, she doesn't have a mother, so there's no possibility that she's an Isser Erva. Okay. Isha she'en lo bas o'em, you're okay. But otherwise, choshishim. So you see clearly, that Arayah says that there was no Nisuin here. There was no Nisuin. All there was Erisin al Yedei Shliach. And in such a case, already, Aser b'chol hanashim. That's what the Pesachei Tshuva writes, and Avezer Simen Tezvav, that you have to interpret Tosos to mean Kedushin, Amud the Kedushin Talyonosa. This cannot be dependent on Nisuin. But if you assume that Tosos really means Nisuin, the Isser Erev only begins B'shas Nisuin, because that's She'ero Zoishta. So how do you understand all of these sugyas where it's obvious on its face that there is no Tfisas Kedushin whatsoever? So this is what the Stipler discusses in the Kiddush Yaakov and Simon Beis, where he writes the following. Enochinami, maybe one could argue that technically speaking, that Basa Rososa is not considered to be Bechlal Ha'arayos. It's not considered Ha'arayos. And Enochinami, the Onesh that the Torah describes, the Avera Chamura of Basa Rososa, only applies Basa Rososa Lachar Nisuin. It doesn't apply Lachar Erisin. But nonetheless, that does not mean that there's Tfisas Kedushin. Well, even if we'll take Tosos literally, that Nichnas L'chuppah, that's when the Isser Erva would kick in, Enoch Inami, but that doesn't mean that Tosos would agree, indeed there is Tvisas Kedushin. That's a Mishnah. Mekadish Yishu B'Teinu Mekudeshes. That Tosos is not disagreeing with the Mishnah. Wow. So, Tvisas Kedushin, even though there is no Isser Erva. We were always assuming in the earlier shiurim that what do you mean? That Itvias es Kedushin and Gilei Arayos are Haba Atalia? Are Haba Atalia? Itvias es Kedushin, Arayos, Kares, Misa, Mamzerus. Isn't this one measure? Not necessarily. Maybe one could argue that no, it is not considered Bichlal Arayos, but nonetheless there is no Itvias es Kedushin. Why exactly would that be? A person goes at and marries Ishu Bita, you know, there's an internal tension. The Kedushiner, Sasri Hadar, the Kedushin of A negates B, the Kedushin of B negates A. What exactly does that mean? The Hagdara, the Stipler writes, is as follows, that you know what? Hayisha Niknis. There's a kinyan in Ishus. How does that kinyan express itself? How does the kinyan of Ishus express itself? Who will that Ramban, Kedushin Tezayin? A kinyan Shalissa. But how does the Kinyan Shel Isser exactly express itself? One of the expressions of the Kinyan of Ishus is, you know what? It bestows a right. It bestows a right. It is considered to be a hasagas skus, that ayyadei kedushin, the Torah now grants you a right. You know what that right is? L'konsa l'asosa nesua. Ayyadei kedushin, now you position yourself. You have the right. You have the right of nisuin. And if indeed Nisuin is impossible, everybody would agree. Nichnas l'chuppah, this is Kilei Arayos, there's no Tfisas Nisuin. So in such a case, how can you say that there is a kinyan of Erisin that would not facilitate Nisuin? Say Nachinami, everyone would agree. Mekadesh Yishu Bita Einu Mekodeshes. Einu Mekodeshes. Does that necessarily mean that it's Kilei Arayos with an Avera Chamuna, with an Onesh HaChamur, with Mamzerus? Not necessarily. But even Tosus would agree in such a case that there is no possibility of Kedushin at that time. Well, so therefore, that really is the issue. Say v'kadesh li ish hastam, asur b'chol anashim, because it may be that one of them is an erva. What exactly does that mean? Not necessarily that you're going to avoid this of gilei arayos according to Tosfos, but it means that in such a case, you'll marry someone else, there will not be tefisas kedushin. There will not be tefisas kedushin. Wow. Okay, so there's no tefisas kedushin. But what exactly does it mean? Aser b'chol anashim? Aser b'chol anashim? Okay, so maybe argue as follows. You know, there's no tefisas kedushin. You're right. But kadesh ishu b'ti, there's no tefisas kedushin. But the sugya nazir, know that, what do you mean? If you're married to this woman, aser b'chol anashim. Aser b'chol, what's the iser? Oh, this is gilei arayos. No, there's no iser of gilei arayos. It's just a fact that there's no tefisas kedushin, because the tefisas kedushin has to bestow a right of nisuin, and there is no right of nisuin, because nisuin certainly would result in gilei arayos. But why would we say that aser b'chol anashim? What iser is there? Oh, gilei arayos. No, this is not arayos. What iser is there? So maybe a fascinating possibility. Well, when you take a look at the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Ishos, the Rambam discusses this case. Now, Hanose Isha below Kedushin. Now, what's the story if you marry a woman or one involves himself with a woman outside of the Mizgeres of Ishos? You know what the Rambam writes the following. You know what? Oh, Aleph Dalet, that's that Rambam. Kodem Atan Tori, you know what? Adam Pogei Isha B'shuk. You know, you know what? Enochinami, Kodem Matan Torah, you know, you could have these casual relationships, but you know what? But Lachar Matan Torah, Lachar Matan Torah. The Rambam writes it, what do you mean? Kohobol Isha, outside the Miskeres of Kedushin. The Rambam writes, that's a Lav Daraisa, Oyeh Kadesh, Losiyah Kadesha. That's an Isser of Kadeshus. The Torah says that there is an Isser in formulating such a relationship outside of the Mizgeres of Ishus. If there is no Tfisas Kedushin, since such a side, the Rambam writes, there's an Isser Lav, Yekadesh Nosiya Kadesha. Wow, the Rambam writes, it's an Isser Lav. That's that Rambam. And Paragalav of Ilchas Ishus. Wow. And the Rav, it is Masig. The Rav writes, that's not true. That's Kadeshus. That's Kadeshus. That's the Isser Daraisa of the Yekadesh, Nosiya Kadesha. The Rav writes, you know what Kadeshus is? What we consider to be znus, no? Mufkeres lakol. Mufkeres lakol. But if a person is miyachedes atzma li'ish echa, outside of the miskeres of Ishus, that's a lav daraisa. That's a lav daraisa. This Rav Kadeshus is znus, meaning mufkeres lakol. Short of that, the Rivan writes, that is not considered to be the Isra of Kadeshus, and therefore, the Ravid writes, Ein kan lo malkus lo isolav. The Rambam writes, there's malkus daraisa. Now the Rambam writes, there's an isolav. Liya kadesh, lo siya kadesh. The Ravid says, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. What do you mean? That kadeshus means mufkeres lakol. But if it's miyachedes atzma, outside the miskeres of Ishus, that, no, don't misinterpret the Ravid. The Ravid does not say mutter. The Ravid does not say this is mutter, no? The Rav says, "Ein kan lo malchus, v'lo iser lav." There's no lav, and there's no malchus. That's an unusual way of saying that it's mutter min haTorah. No, I would tell you poshim shat and Ravid. It's aser. But I don't agree with the Rambam that there's malchus deraisa, there's iser lav. So let me ask you the following: so if this is not kadeshus and there is no malchus, there isn't iser lav. So what iser exactly is this? According to Rambam, you understand, no? Lachar Matan Torah, this is the meaning of Kadeshus. But according to the Ravid, that really is not true. So when the Ravid says, I disagree with the Rambam, that, you know, there's no Malkus, there's no Lav, you know, the Rambam writes, you walk on Harabayis, Nesman HaZeh, Betuma, you know what, you're Chayiv Kares. No, the Ravid writes, Hanich Nasat L'Sham, Inbo Kares, no? That doesn't mean it's mutter. That doesn't mean it's mutter. No? The Rav writes, in Bokaris. You know what? The Rav also agrees as an Israelite. But there's no Karis. There's no Karis. Here the Rambam writes, no Malkus. There's no Lav. There's no Malkus. So what exactly is there? So I'll tell you a Chiddush. But Soloveitchik suggested the following. Even the Ravid is maskin. There is an Isser. There's an Isser essay. There's no Lav, there's no Malkus, but there's an Isser essay. Who is Isser essay? What is Isser essay? No, where is there an Isser essay in this type of case? No? You know what the answer? Ki ikach ishisha. What exactly is ki ikach ishisha? What exactly is that pasuk tell me? That pasuk tell me. Well, everybody agrees. You know what the pasuk of ki ikach means? There's a chalos. There's a chalos ishus. No, there's an institution of marriage. That's clear. Ki ikach ishisha. No? There's an institution of marriage. There's erusin. Okay, good. Maybe one could go a step further. Maybe it's a mitzvah. No? Ki ikach ishisha. Maybe it's a mitzvah. Who suggests it's a mitzvah? Oh, that's the Rambam. The Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam writes before you even start Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, I'm about to discuss various mitzvahs. One is Beruvu. But you know what? There's also a mitzvah of Ki ikach ishisha. There's a mitzvah of Ishus. And the Rambam writes, Birchas Eris and Izeh, Birchas HaMitzvah. A Birchas HaMitzvah. Wow. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Reishit Beis, Reishit Gimel, has two different mitzvahs, no? Reishit Beis is the mitzvah Puruvu. Reishit Gimel is the mitzvah Ishus. I'll tell you a fast thing. Took a look at the Rambam carefully. Reishit Beis, Reishit Gimel, Reishit El. Reishit Beis is the mitzvah Puruvu. Reishit Dal is the mitzvah of Simach HaSishta. That the husband is obligated to be mesameach his wife, okay? Reishit Gimel is the mitzvah of Kikach. Mefurish and Rambam, Reishit Beis Puruvu, only men, not women. Rambam's Mefurish. Reishit Dalet, the simach esishtel, that's a chiv on the Baal, not a chiv on Isha. What about Reishit Gimel? Surprising, the Rambam does not say in Reishit Gimel that only men and not women. And I'll tell you further, Chiddush, no, look in the back of the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam has a list of mitzvahs that women are exempt from. And there are two kirsos in the Rambam. Whether part of that list is Reishit Gimel. That's like incredible, no? Two kirsos in the Rambam. Whether women are chayiv, the mitzvah of kikach. Are women chayiv and puruvu? No. That's a Mishnah, no? They're not chayiv. But the Rambam says there's a separate mitzvah of ishus. There's a separate mitzvah. So what is kikach? What is kikach? Number one is a chalos. Undeniably. No, kikach means there's institution of marriage. Good. Number two, the Rambam. Kikach is a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh. Well, that's against the Rosh and the Rana argue. There's no mitzvah saseh of Ishus. Okay, well, the Rambam, it's a berchas mitzvah. The Rosh and the Rana, berchas erisin is a berchas odor. It's not a berchas mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of Ishus. But I'll tell you number three. Kikach is a chalos. Kikach kornam is a mitzvah. And you know what? Kikach is an isser. It's an isser. An isser. An isser essay. An isser essay. What's the Isser essay? Forging the relationship shelo al yedei ishus. Shelo al yedei ishus. Wow. So a person who goes ahead and engages in such a practice, you know what? According to the Rambam, there's Malkus Daraisa for Kadeshus. The Ravid says, I don't agree that that's Kadeshus. Kadeshus is Mufkeres Takal. So there's no Malkus, there's no Isser Lav, but a Diuk, maybe an Isser essay. Nisresi of Kikach. Wow. That means that the Parsha of Kedushin demands that the relationship is forged in this particular way. And that would be true regardless of whether the Isra of Gilei Arayos, when it comes to Chiv Karis or Chiv Nisa, is Chal B'Shas Erisin. Even if one were to argue that, you know what, the Arayos Sheva with Mamzerus, and a chiyuv kares, and a chiyuv misa, it is only when it comes to nisuin. But that does not mean that there is tfisas kedushin. Tfisas kedushin. Erisin is only possible when it can result in the full express kinyan of nisuin. And therefore, if that cannot happen, it doesn't just simply mean it's meaningless. It means that now there is an iser. There's an iser of kikach in that particular way. And therefore one could argue, of course, that it's clear in the Sugya Sashas that there is no Tfisas Kedushin for Ishubita, and there's an Isser of Ishubita, La'achar Erisin, even if one were to assume, but the Mamzerus and the Arayos Shabbat and the Onesh HaChamor only applies lachar nisuin. That Barshav Shat is the Chiddush within Tosos. Even if one takes the Tosos quite literally, that b'she'eros tayin ilsa, that's true when it comes to mamzeros, that's true when it comes to the onesh hachamor, it does not mean that al yedei eros there's still a possibility of tfisas kedusha. Okay. So now, the Gemara Dav Gimel asks a very straightforward question. That my area de tani min hachalitza min hayibo. You're dealing with the arayos. The Mishnah has to tell us that, you know what, there is neither yibum nor chalitza. Why not just simply assume the following, lisne min hayibum lechudei? Just say there's no yibum. Just say there's no yibum. Oh, so the Gemara says something striking. If when it comes to the arayos, I would just say there's no yibum, so I would have thought as follows, that you know what, there's no yibum. Yeah, because there's an Isra Erva. But if yibum cannot be done, now there's chalitza. Sahava mina michatz chalitza. Yivum yom yavma. Kamash malan, no, that's not true. The Mishnah is telling you a striking chiddush, and that is, kol ha'ol yibum ola chalitza. Wow. That's exactly the din of the Mishnah. That there is no Yibum, and if there is no Yibum, it's Eino Ola Yibum. Wow, it is Eino Ola and L'chalitza as well. And that's why the Mishnah tells us, Min HaChalitza, U'min Yibum, that indeed they are Ha Bo HaTalia. And how do you know that that's true? Okay, the Mishnah says it's true. There's neither this nor that. But how do you know that that's true? Oh, so that's the sugya. Right? Nivama stav chafam and aleph. Because after all, when the Pasuk describes, Yibum chalitz, the Pasuk says the following, Im no yach potzeish. When Yibum is a possibility, but it is not something that the Yavam desires, you know what that means? Achif, it's miyameh. But Yibum indeed is a possibility. But if Yibum would be absolutely impossible, then indeed, that is not true. So that's what the Gemara spells that on Dav Chav, that simply is the Pashuv Shat and Pasuv. That when Yibum can be done, but the Yavam is not desirous of doing so, then the Torah tells us, yes, that there is Chalitza. So therefore, wow, the Gemara derives the Stin Daraisa, the prerequisite of all Yibum in order to be Chayiv in the Chalitza. Where exactly do you find that this is true? This principle of kol ha'ol l'yibum ol chalitza. Oh, so number one, our sugya. No? That's true of arayos, of the chamesh or sirnashim, clearly. Maybe one could have thought, no yibum or chalitza, yes. Oh, number two, right? Our mission as well, tsaros. When it comes to tsaros erva, there's no yibum. And therefore, when it comes to tsaros erva, if it's en l'yibum, it's en ol chalitza. Okay, good. So we know that's true when it comes to Arayos. We know it's true when it comes to Tsaros as well. Okay. Where else do you find that this is true? Ooh, this is the sheet of Rashi and Tosos. In the Sugya, Andaf, Yud Aleph, Amad Aleph, Yud Aleph, Amad Beis. When it comes to a Sota Vada, an Eishes Ish Shizinsa. When it comes to an Eishes Ish Shizinsa, Amrav Yud Amarav, Tsaros, Sota, Asura. Wow. There's no Yibum, there is no Chalitza, and there's a Ptur Tsaros as well. Wow. Rashi and Tosus writes, of course, this is a case not of a suffix Sota, or Kinyan and Stira. This is a Vandai Eishas Ish Shizinsa, and in such an instance, there cannot be, as we'll see, Yibum, Tumak Siba Karayos. And if there cannot be Yibum, there is no Chalitza. Wow, even though they're married, you have a woman who's an Eishes Ish Shizinsa, you're obligated to give a get. Maybe one could have thought, look, there's Ishus, and therefore there is Zika. Who knows? We'll see. That Tumak Silba Rayos, that, no, Yibum is not an option. She's Asura Labal. If she's Asura Labal, she's going to be Muteris Yavam. What do you mean? To some extent, the Yavam is considered to be, but Makam Abal, she's Asura Labal. She's Asura Labal, so there is no Yibum. Oh, so Rashi Tosus. If there's no Yibum, there is no Chalitza as well. Because we apply the principle of Kol Shein Ol Yibum Chalitza to a case of a Sota Vadai. We're going to see this is against the sheet of the Ravid, where the Ravid writes Chalitzas. But the rabbi writes, well, that says, what do you mean? The whole marriage is dissolved. They have to get a get. So isn't that a good analogy? That she's obligated to get a get from her husband, and she's obligated to have chalitza from the avam. No, Rashi and Tosfos, that's not true. Tuma ksiva bakarayos means dino karayos, and therefore, since she is asur labal, so therefore there is no chalitza. Chalitza as well. Wow, okay. The sugya and daf lamedvav. The sugya and lamedvav. Hacholeitz the meuberes. Hacholeitz the meuberes. Well, a woman's husband dies, and she's expecting, and they have no other children, no other children. What happens if Yibum or Chalitza will be done at that point, when she is a Muberes? And let's assume the following, Lamed Hei Mud Beis, that Choleitz the Muberes, Vihipila. She was expecting, she loses the child. That means childless, that means there's Yibum, and there's Chalitza. So what would happen if choleis dem uberes? Choleis muberes. Oh, so Rabbi Yochanan says the following, Mahan. Rabbi Yochanan says that is a chalitza kshera. The case of choleis dem uberes, v'hipila. Hipila, it turns out, no children, turns out there's zika, and therefore, the chalitza is a chalitza. And Reish Lakish says, no, that's not true. That tzricha chalitza menachim, that original chalitza is insufficient. And now, a second chalitza indeed is necessary. Another chalitza indeed is necessary. So in the case of choleis the muberes v'hipila, according to Yochanan, the chalitza is a chalitza kshera. And Reish Lakish says that really is not true. What exactly is the shita of Rabbi Yochanan? The shita of Rabbi Yochanan? That choleitz the muberes v'hipila, that the chalitza is considered to be a chalitza kshera. A chalitza kshera. Oh, so Abayi says the following. This is all the fi Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan shita is choleitz the muberes v'hipila, chalitza is a chalitza kshera. Abayi says the following. The chalitza is a chalitza kshera. That certainly is true. But ein biyosabiyah. Ein biyosabiyah. Wow. Let's assume it wasn't a case of choleis nubaris. Let's assume it was a case of attempted yibum nubaris. Ooh. And hipila. Ooh. Yibum. You know, that's a slippery slope. Yibum. Chances are this lad would be a ben kayama. In which case, this would be an iser kares of eshasach. Oh, but you know what? Hipila. So it turns out, ooh, there was no iser of eshasach. There was a zika. Abayi says the following. When Rabbi Yochanan says that choleis nuberes v'hipila, the chalitza is a chalitza kshera, the chalitza is kshera, but ein biyasa biya. Wow. Ooh. What is true of the chalitza is not true of the yibum. And guess what? Rava disagrees. Rava argues the following. How in the world? That's against our Gemara. Ko she'eno ol yibum, ol chalitza. You cannot separate. And therefore, if Rabbi Yochanan says that the chalitza is a chalitza kshera, Rabbi Yochanan would also have to agree that biyasabiyah. You took a huge chance, now by doing this, because after all, chances are, the vlad would be a ben kayama, that would be nisar kares, you know, but nonetheless, biyasabiyah, wow. So that's a fasting machlokas of Ayin Rav already. In a case of Mu'uberes, do we apply the principle of Kol She'en Olibam L'Chalitza? Abayi says within Rabbi Yochanan, and I'll give you a case where the Chalitza is a Chalitza Kshera, even though in Biyasabila, and Rav says, impossible. I'm even willing to apply the principle of Kol She'en Olibam L'Chalitza to that case, even though admittedly in that case there is a Zika. In a case of Muberes V'Pila, there is a Zika. It's not that there's a Zika starting now. It means that Iglai Muslim afraid that there was always a Zika. And nonetheless, still, Rav applies the principle of Kodesh Olibam, Ola Chalitza. Well, we'll have to discuss that. The Chiddush of Rav's Shita. We already discussed, now, the Sugya and Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph of Islandness. No? Let's assume, for example, a person is married to an islandess. And let's assume, over the earlier shiurim, that we are talking about a case where it is not considered to be Kedushei Tos. It is not considered to be Kedushei Tos. Let's deal with the most explicit case where, you know what, that Kibel Alav. You know what, that he was willing to remain married to her, and he was willing to marry her despite the fact that she was an Imanis. Okay? You really can't call that Kedushei Tos. You can't call that Kedushei Tos. But nonetheless, would there be Yibum? Would there be Yibum? Of course not, no? That's the Sugya Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Pasuk says, V'haya HaBachar Asher Teileid. Asher Teileid. What does that mean? Prat La'ilanis. There is no Yibum when it comes to Ilanis. Even in cases where it is not considered to be Kudushay Tos. Tos points out a Daf Chav. Asher Teileid does not mean that Yibum has to result in a child. A woman can be 90 years old and there's a mitzvah daraisa of Yibum. It doesn't mean that the necessity of having a child, Tosus even points out, Chafamadeis, that sometimes in the Sugis will see of Esed of Halosasei, we're only going to allow Tchilas Bia. Tchilas Bia will not allow it all for the possibility of Haya Bachar Asher Teileid. But you know what Tosus says? That Pasuk, Asher Teileid, is Prat La'ilanis. Prat La'ilanis, meaning even though the Kedushin is intact, there is no mitzvah of Yibum. Oh, and in our Mishnah, Bukulin Shinin Silenis. Not only is there no Yibum, but what, there's no Chalitz as well? Ilenis is a case, Mufurish, no? That Eino Oli Yibum, Ola Chalitza. Because the Pasuk of Asher Teile. Asher Teile. Okay? So sometimes you can have an Isser Erva that does not allow for any Zika. Sometimes you can have an instance where there is no Isser Erva at all. In a case of Muberis Vehibila, ooh, but a machlokes Abayin Rava. You can have a case of Islandus where it's not Kedushei Tos, but nonetheless, Asher Teile. And here, a fascinating machlokes, this we'll have to see for the next year. Ramban, Arashba, the very beginning of the Sefta. What about a case of Tanai? What about a case of Tanai? Imagine, for example, the following. A person divorces their wife. Amanash shalo tinase b'chon. You can marry whoever you want. If not him, not him. That guy, he was the whole cause of our divorce. No, marry him, not him, not him, no. Shalo tinase b'chon. So, okay, you know what? The wife, the divorcee, goes ahead and marries the person's brother. The person's brother. And guess what? The brother dies. The brother dies. So what would happen in such a case? Can you envision Yibum? You can envision Yibum. If Yibum will occur, Nasi Shekhodava, she's married now to this guy. This guy. Hamagari Shamanash and Nosha Liploni. If she's married to this guy, the get is batel. And she is an Eish HaSisha, the Baal Rishon. And she was never married to the Baal Sheni. See, Yibum is absolutely impossible because of the Tanai. Because of the Tanai. So, can you do Yibum? Obviously not. Obviously not. Yibum is not an option at all. There isn't going to be a mitzvah of Yibum. What would you say about Chalitza? Right now, is there a Zika? Of course there's a Zika. Right now, the marriage is intact. Right now, there is a Zika. But you know what's going to happen if indeed there is a Maisabiyah? Whoa! Igloi Muslim Afreya! That the first get indeed is Batel. So what would you say about that particular case? Would I say, well, look, clearly there's no possibility of Yibum? Would I argue, ooh, but there's a need for Chalitza? And what happens if there's Tzaros? What happens if there's Tzaros? So pretty incredible, the Ramban writes the following, that in that case, there's no Yibum. And if there's no Yibum, kol shina ol Yibum, eino ol l'chalitza. Eino ol l'chalitza. Even though the Zika is intact, and the Monea is just a Tanai Begerishin. Whoa, and then the Ramban goes a step further. What would you say about the Tzaros? What would you say about the Zika is intact, and there's nothing wrong with marrying the Tzaros? Oh, so in such a case, there's no Ptur Tzaros. Eino lo Yibum, eino lo Chalitza, but there's no Ptur Tzaros. Wow, that's the Chiddush the Ramban writes. No Yibum, no Chalitza, But Eino Poter Saras. And the Rashba disagrees. And the Rashba argues that you need Chalitza. There's no two Psaras, and you need Chalitza. Here, the Zika is not impaired in any shape or form. The Zika is fully intact, but there is going to be a chain reaction. Al Yedei Yibam Nasisi Shalachodavar. And therefore, Yibam cannot be done. But I would not factor that into Einol Yibam Ola Chalitza. So this Rabbi Chana discusses in the Kobo Tzaris and Simen Hay and Sivkot and Gimel. What are the various dinim of Ola and Einol Yibam Chalitza? In the obvious cases, if there's no Zika, we're done. But what happens if in principle there is a Zika, but to some extent the Zika is impaired, in a case of a Sotavada? What about in a case of, Mu'uberes, where right here and now Yibum is not allowed? Because what do you mean that she is likely going to give birth to a Ben Kayam, and in such a case, a Nisrav Eishasach, but Hipila. And what about the case of the Balastana? And then we'll have to see the Sugya of Chaf. You haven't seen that. What about all the other cases where we assume, no, that Yibum no, but Chalitza yes? There's a whole list of cases. For example, Amana L'Kohen Gadol, take a look, where Yibum no, but Chalitza yes. How do we reconcile that with our principle of Kosha in all Yibum on the Chalitza? What is the Hagdara? To what extent does it mean that is the Zika intact or is the Zika impaired? And how does that apply to cases of Sota Safek or Machshu Grushasa or Chavila Devese, where somehow we ignore the principle of Einol Yibam Ola Chalitza? So take a look, if you can, at these Makoros. Take a look at the Kobetz Aros, at the second half of the Marmakomos. A great, great, great Kiddush of the Rambam, perhaps in Hilchos Mamrin, Dalet Beis now, where the Rambam seems to address part of this issue, the Kiyas, that hidden Rambam. And we'll have to see again that how this is very, very important in terms of understanding the Hagdara of our God.
Yeah.